Hello, my name is Sarah Eakin, and this is an extract from my story, North of the Border. When Nana went away, she took her Spanish with her. When she returned, she didn't bring it back. That is what happened in James's mind. The day she left was the day he stopped speaking Spanish. Not a word, ni una palabra. Nana was gone, and so was her voice. No quiero, Nana, he had learned to say, verging on a typical two-year-old's tantrum and not quite stomping his feet. Sí, James, vamos, she would urge him. Tienes que comer. She called him her cosita hermosa, my beautiful little thing. He called her Nana, short for Antonia, and it seemed to fit the relationship nicely. She was old beyond her years. She had three children, left behind with her mother and mother-in-law in Mexico, while she and her husband Victor went to America to earn a living for their family. Victor was a strapping man. He could clear 2 acres with a machete in one day, and he fueled himself on 6 eggs and a dozen or more tortillas for breakfast. Food was important to them, and they never missed a meal, nor ate one on the fly. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner were at the table, and tortillas were heated one by one in the frying pan, creating a sizable pile which Victor would use to soak up his food. He was always smiling when you talked to him, but there could have been a darker side that we never saw. The door to the cabin where they lived had been severely dented on one occasion. Victor, it seemed, had a temper. Their stoicism was tested one winter when left at the house alone while we visited the UK. Stocked up with food after a mammoth trip to the grocery store, no one expected supplies to be a problem, but no one had anticipated an ice storm that lasted 3 days and knocked out power for 2 weeks. Victor and Antonia improvised, drawing water from the pond since the well pump relied on electricity, and scavenging for firewood, which thankfully proved plentiful, if not ideally dry. Mr. Alexander, a more than kindly neighbour and farmer, a South Carolina local, stopped by to check on them, having realised their plight. He brought them some pickled vegetables and the reassurance that they were not entirely alone. Nana never forgot his kindness. It forged a spiritual bond for her, so that the day he died in hospital, 10 miles away, she said she had heard him knocking on the front of the cabin door. She had a similar connection with Grandma, a centenarian whom she'd seen on our camcorder videos. Great-grandma, as she was to James, was equally enthralled with Nana and always asked about her in her letters. She passed away at 106 and visited Nana on her way out.